It is Lissa's Local Live Music Podcast. Every week, I bring you a local artist that is playing somewhere in the area on the upcoming weekend, so you can go catch them, and we need to learn a little bit about them. And this artist, I'm so excited because he is one of my very dear friends, Frank Gruden.
Hi.
Of 1224. I saw 1224 Saturday night, and you guys melted my face.
Thank you. We try.
Amazing. Now, for people who aren't familiar, you guys play just around Christmas time. And I hope this is a compliment to you because I mean it as a compliment. You remind me so much of TSO.
Right. Yeah. No, that's we started out as a TSO tribute band.
Okay.
Well, this is the 18th year that we've been touring. This is our third CD we just put out. So we bring in our music as well as theirs, which is obviously inspired by them. So that's, yeah, I mean, that is a super compliment. We love it.
How many pieces are in the band? You have you on keyboards, you have another keyboard, mm-hmm. you have violins, you have cello. How many total?
This year it's 12-piece.
12?
Yeah, so we have a 6-piece rock band, which is right. the drums, 2 guitars, 2 keyboards, bass player. Then we have a 3-piece string section. And we have 3 vocalists, a lot of local musicians that have been in the band.
That's the part that added a lot for me, too. I love TSO, but with you guys, I was so close to you in that theater. And I know that you're all local in the back of my mind. It's blowing my mind. I'm going, these people are all local and they're amazing.
Thank you.
What is the Berwick connection with your two? Is it violinists? Are both from Berwick? Is that correct?
Yes. That's Jill and Mikey, mother and daughter.
Nice.
And we'll be doing a show in Berwick in a couple of weeks. I think it's the 19th at the high school. And we do that because Jill is a teacher there. It's like a benefit. It raises money for the band. Over the course of the years that we've been doing this, we've always tried to give something back. We've done Earthly Angels, which is an autism group.
Love it.
Yeah, so we always try to give back something to the community. This year, it's obviously we're going to be working with the Berwick High School Band.
Oh, they have to be so excited.
Oh, yeah, and it's great. They pack the place, and I mean, you have most of the school kids like to come to that, but then the parents come and the people that we've met over the past.
Do you notice a lot of the same people coming every year to each show?
Yes, that's part of the reason that we do it, and I think anybody in the band will say the exact same thing. It's about the fans, the people that come out to see us year after year. It's great to see because sometimes you do only get to see these people once a year.
Right.
And you look forward to it.
Do you travel with the same light guy and sound guy and effects guy? Because you guys have effects too. It's not just a band playing on a stage. You have lights and everything is accented by these little elements on stage. It's a whole rock show production.
Right. Yeah. Everybody that's with us, the crew, they're as much of a part of the band as anybody that you see up on stage. Everything that you see is because of them.
How many of you guys have side hustles? Because you have to practice, I'm sure, so intricately for these pieces that you do with this show, but then you play in a side hustle. You do Idle Kings.
Right.
And does everybody in the band have that?
Most of them do have other bands. Jason, the other keyboard player, plays with the Bon Jovi tribute.
Nice.
Kevin, one of our guitar players, does a solo act. Mikey, one of the violin players, she plays with Big Country. They're a country band out of the Bloomsburg, Berwick area. And then, of course, day jobs and families. And
right. Your drummer, holy cow, Van, was like a Benny Hill sketch, how fast his arms moved. He was like in quick time. That solo was incredible. Does he do that at every show?
Yes. Yeah, there's a drum solo. And it's funny because during Tech Week, which was the 3 days leading up to the show, and I remember Van saying to me, like, wow, geez, I hope I have this solo down, like actually being concerned about it. And we're like, ah, Van, you're going to, you'll be fine. You've been doing this forever. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And showtime comes and I'm standing backstage and I just looked over at Lenny and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's killing it. Like, I mean, it was
amazing.
I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't think it was going to be to that level good. And it was just fantastic.
Oh.
I mean, he brought the house down, I think.
Chills. He did. Absolutely. Yeah. There was a kid behind me, this little girl. She had to be 6 or 7 years old. And she goes, Mommy, is that just one guy playing? Because he was playing so many things at once, and I thought that's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, you are incredible. And your keyboard stand that spins, how did you, engineer that yourself?
No, I actually bought that online.
What?
I found one. Good luck, because I've been trying to find another one for the past probably 4 years. The website's down. They don't. So every year, what I have to do is I have to repurpose that. I have to like take it into my shop, strip it down, repaint it, make sure it's all greased up and ready to go. I think it just adds a lot of fun because, I'm kind of backed by the drums. And in the beginning, it was like, okay, hit me with some lights. And then I noticed I'd be watching videos and I'm like, you really can't see me back here. What can I do? So here I am on the internet and it's like, oh, rotating, keyboard
Eureka.
Stand. Yeah. And I don't care what it costs. I want one of those. And in retro, I should have bought two of those, but
you didn't know at the time that you might need a backup.
I thought I was going to, people were going to see that and the company was just going to, the stock was going to soar.
Yeah, really.
But no.
Inexplicably.
maybe I brought them down. I don't know. Maybe that's why they're not around.
Now, who was the first that made you want to pursue the piano? Because a lot of guys just want to do guitar. I have a lot of guy friends that I grew up with that we started piano lessons together. I stuck with it. I still play piano. They switched to guitar. What made you specifically want to focus on piano?
Okay, well, it's kind of a fun story. I started out listening to music. My first big band was Kiss. I wanted to be in Kiss someday, which apparently I probably could have
been. You could.
I had no idea they were
going to
be around
really.
This long. Yeah. But so I started out with the drums. I wanted to play drums. And this is back in the day when Middlesworth potato chips came in those big tubs. And I would say my mother would get them and I would set them up and I would hit them with these plastic bowling pins.
Oh, that's adorable.
So I was going to be a rock star.
Peter Criss.
Yes. And then I grew out of the Kiss phase. I started listening to a little bit more the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, that kind of stuff. And I wanted to play guitar. Okay, this is great. So now I'm going to play guitar. And sixth grade, I started taking guitar lessons from Sister Adele at St. Paul's School. And I was an okay guitar player. It got me into my first high school band.
Okay.
And, you know, going back in the 70s too, my mom made me take piano lessons like every kid
As every good
then.
Mother should.
Yes.
You hear that, moms?
I didn't want them. I learned just enough to get by. I wanted to move on because, you know, piano, that wasn't cool back then. And so I started playing guitar. Fast forward to high school, getting in a band playing guitar. Well, I realized that I really wasn't that good of a guitar player because these other guys were just smoking me.
You felt like a hack.
Exactly. So I quit the band. I had nothing except this keyboard at the house. For whatever reason, I brought an effects pedal to one of the shows that this guitar player that I was in the band with playing at. And they, of course, high school band, you run out of, you don't have enough music because you only know 10 songs
right.
when you go into a 4-hour game. And they're like, there was a grand piano there. It was in a church basement. And they're like, okay, can you play some songs with us? And I'm like, yeah. So we started doing stuff like Sister Christian and some of the Rolling Stones songs that I knew and Jump by Van Halen on a grand piano.
That was interesting,
right? And then I realized it's like, oh, wait, I can probably get back into the band playing keyboard because they didn't have keyboard players back then.
Perfect.
And that's where it began. And that was probably 1983, 1984.
Isn't it weird how when you connect with an instrument, there's no denying it? Like, look
yes.
at that. You tried to force the guitar. It just wasn't meant to be. But that piano, it's like you're one.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a connection of my body when I play it. And I've tried other instruments. I'm okay at saxophone. I'm okay at drums. But I don't feel at home mm-hmm. with anything unless it's a piano. What did the sisters think when you come in and you're like, I want to learn Kiss. I want to learn the Stones. Or did you not tell them? Were they having you learn church hymns?
No, well, they, yeah. Yeah, a lot of the stuff that you wouldn't be on, you know, on my set list. But yeah, I mean, it was always that, you know, I want to do this song. I would play a little bit of a Beatles song that I wanted to do. And finally, after like a year of that, Sister Adele was like, you know what? I don't think you should be taking lessons here anymore. I think you're maybe you want to look into like a guitar teacher.
Well, at least she was honest.
She was.
That's cool. She wasn't like, that's the devil's music.
She didn't want to keep taking my $3. My parents' $3. I'm sorry.
$3
yeah.
a week. Now, tell me about your Jim Thorpe shows.
Jim Thorpe, that's coming up this weekend. That's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We play at the Machunk Opera House. And we've been doing this show for the past 6 years, 7 years. And it started out as one night that sold out the first year. So it was great. And then the second year they added 2 shows. They both sold out. This is the first year we're doing a 3-banger, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I was on the website looking at the ticket sales. Saturday night is just about sold out. I think there's like 18 tickets left. There might be 40 or 50 for Friday. And there's still a couple for Sunday. That's an earlier show.
Oh,
that's
you'll get sellouts all three, for sure.
And they do. The thing about Jim Thorpe, it's just like, that's the place to be at Christmas.
Yes.
You can't find a more Christmas place in this area, if you ask me. You know, especially
beautiful.
If we can get a little bit of snow. Not too much. We don't want to keep people away.
Right.
But,
just
I mean,
dusting.
Yeah, you get a little bit of snow. They do their tree lighting. Everybody decorates. It's the, you know, the old Victorian town. It's just
Norman
a
Rockwell.
Beautiful place.
And that venue.
Yes. Love it.
Well, I cannot recommend you guys more highly. I mean, please, 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 everyone listening to this, go see 1224. Go see them in Jim Thorpe. Find them online. Follow them. Become their groupie. I'm officially a groupie now. And Frank Gruden also plays in Idol King, so please go see him in that, too. You, my friend, are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing my little show.
Anytime.
And let's play your song. This is Mary Did You Know, 1224. Turn it up.
short baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know?
Come alive.